be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know the Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am the Father? I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe in me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than this, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. My dear friends in Christ, today is a feast day of Philip and James, the apostles of Jesus. And people may ask, why do we celebrate the saints? Why do we celebrate them so much? We do that because whenever we celebrate the saints, we are praising God. That's number one. We celebrate them so that when we think about and meditate about their lives, that gives us hope and encouragement that our prayers, that our good works, that being a disciple of Jesus, that is again, they are not in vain. They are not in vain because some of our brothers who dedicated their lives, their talents, their time as disciples of Jesus, they are already there in heaven. They are now sharing in the glory of God. So that gives us hope. As that gives us hope, it is a challenge to all of us. It is time to ask ourselves, what have I done for Jesus? Remember, we cannot come into this world and we remain anonymous. We have to say, yes, we are. In any way you can. Everybody must not be preachers. Everybody must not be priests. No. We have so many gifts. And we have different gifts. So when we become conscious of our gifts and we use our gifts to work for Jesus, to spread the gospel of Jesus, that is all we need to do. The apostles themselves, they abandoned what they were doing and they became followers of Jesus. And again is the kingdom of God. That is why we are celebrating to them. That's why we are celebrating them today. And as this mass is being offered here in this church, in the whole world, the same mass is being offered. The same feast is being celebrated. That is the mystery of our faith. So today we are celebrating Philip and James. Tomorrow it might be you. But we have to earn it by in any way we can. You can be a Eucharistic minister. You can be a lector. Whatever it is, we have to identify ourselves. We should not remain passive. We have to be active in any way we can. That is the challenge. And as we are doing whatever we are doing, we have to offer that to God. We have to make it a prayer. By offering that to God, that means we are rendering selfless service. That means we are acknowledging the presence of God in our lives. So, my dear friends in Christ, as we are celebrating Philip and James today, let us continue to praise and to thank God for the gift of this young man, of this man who dedicated their lives in the spreading of the gospel. They are the pillars of the church. They were the pillars on which Jesus built his church. And we are the new disciples. We have to ask ourselves, what have I been able to do for Jesus? If there is something we are doing already, we have to keep doing it. If we are not, we have to wake up and identify ourselves. We have to plug ourselves in so that this message will continue to spread. May God continue to bless and to strengthen us as we hear his words every day. Amen.